The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Our Gemara tells us that one of the Dalet Parshiyos is Parshas Zachar, that every year before Purim, we learn Parshas Zachar. And the Meram Shik in his Sefer on the Tayag Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Tafresh Hei, Sikot and Beis, said that this Mitzvah to learn Parshas Zachar every year before Purim is because it's a chiyuv to always remember what Amalek did to us. And the amount that a person remembers is 12 months. After 12 months, you start forgetting, and therefore, that is why every year, every 12 months, you have to read again Parshas Zachar in order not to forget what Amalek did to us. And he says, how do I know that the shir, shukha, that time that it takes to forget is 12 months? He says, number one, the Gemara in Eilat Metzias, Bamitzia Chavches, says that an Aveda is forgotten after 12 months. And therefore, if you find an Aveda, you have to announce it for 12 months. In Hilchos Avelos, we know that a person has 12 months of Avelos, because after 12 months, you start to forget the dead person, because that is this year. That is the amount of time it takes you to forget 12 months, as we see by Aveda, as we see by Hilchos Avelos. And therefore, says the Maram Shik, that is the reason why we have a chiyuv every year, every 12 months, to read Parshas Zachar. The question that he asks, from a Moshe Meir Chadas, is that, how if that's really true, that every year you have to repeat Parshas Zachar, because you cannot go 12 months without remembering Amalek, what's going to happen in a leap year? A leap year is 13 months, and it's longer than 12 months, and therefore, even though we are going to lane Parshas Zachar every year, in a leap year, it turns out that the 12 months have passed since we last lane Parshas Zachar, we will have already forgotten about Amalek. So if it's really true that the reason why we lay every year is in order that we should not allow a 12-month period to go by without mentioning Amalek, what are we going to do with an Ubayar that has 13 months? So he says this Shaila he sends to the Chtam Sefer, and the Chtam Sefer says, Einach Rami, that he has Kavana in Parshas Ki Tse, that he's Al Sinai, that if he needs to make sure that the 12-month period doesn't go by, now, Parshas Ki Tse, I'm having in mind to fulfill my obligation to remember what Amalek did to us. And that is the Eitzah that the Mamshik leaves off with, that this is something that is proper to do, that when it comes to Parshas Ki Tse, you should have in mind, if it's really true that I have to go by, I cannot let 12 months go by without remembering Amalek, I forget to my chiyuv now. Now, it should be pointed out that the Chassam Sefer and the Maram Shik, who's telling us to do this, says, do it out tonight. And the reason probably is because it's not so pashut that this is the reason. The Maram Shik is saying this is what seems to be to him the reason why you lain every year. But I guess since it's not 100% clear to him, in a leap year when we have the Eitzah to have in mind by Parshas Ki Tse, do it out tonight. And this way you will solve all your problems, because if it's really not the reason, and really you're just supposed to have Parshas Zachar every year, you will do that because what you did on Parshas Ki Tse was only on tonight. It's only that if it's really true that you should not allow 12 months to go by without Parshas Zachar, without remembering Amalek, and if it would really be true that it's a problem in leap year, have in mind Parshas Ki Tse. So this is the chiddush the Mamshik brings from the Chassam Sefer, that you have in mind Parshas Ki Tse to to remember Amalek in order that 12 months should not go by without remembering what Amalek did to us. Now, if you look in the Chassam Sefer in Tshuvas, Eben Ezer, Shivan Reish Pei Beis, with a rate of cook your test, I'm sorry, there he doesn't say that way. There he says that the Shir Shikha by Amalek is totally in the halakas of Bata Irei Chayma. The halakas of Bata Irei Chayma is that you have a year to redeem it, and that even if it's a leap year, it doesn't make a difference if it's 12 months to a year or if there are 13 months to a year. And says the Chassam Sefer has to be this way, because what's going to happen in Marava? In Marava, the Gemara tells us their cycle of Kriyas HaTorah was 3 years. It took them 3 years to finish the entire Torah. So therefore, says the Chassam Sefer, what are you going to do? Because if it's going to go by 12 months, you're not going to hear Amalek, not by Parshas Zachar, not by Parshas Bishalach, not by Parshas Kitese. It will go 12 months and you will never have heard Amalek. Even if you want to have the Eitzah of having a mind in Parshas Kitese, that will not work in Marava where the cycle is 3 years. So says the Chassam Sefer that obviously the halakas of remembering Amalek are just like the halakas of Bata Irei Chayma. It depends on a year, 12 months or 13 months, it's not going to make a difference. Now, although the Chassam Sefer does say this in Shuvas, it is well known, at least the way the Mamzik brings it, it's well known that the Chassam Sefer held that you could be Yaitzei Kitese. I guess in our time, when we have the one-year cycle, it's better to be Yaitzei Kitese. And that is how the Satmar Rav in his Tshuva Sefer Divayayil Brit in Simen Lamed Gimel, this is how he brings the Ramshik, the Shem the Chassam Sefer, that a person should have in mind once a year by Parshas Kitese, sorry, the person should have in mind during a leap year when he's late Parshas Kitese to have in mind Parshas Amalek. And on this the Divayayil says it's a Pela Atzuma. You cannot understand it. Because, first of all, how are we going to say that in reality everybody should have in mind in Parshas Kitese? Why? In order to make sure 12 months don't go by. But wait a second. When they were Mesakin, Chazal were Mesakin Tulane, Parshas Zachar. And the reason was, in order that you should remember Amalek, how could it be they didn't tell us that their Takana was not going to work every 3 to 4 years? A leap year is not a strange occurrence. And therefore, if they were misnaking a takana, Parshas Zachar, one of the Dalit Parshas, and the reason they did it was in order that 12 months shouldn't go by without remembering Amalek. But wait a second. It's this takana simply doesn't work. And they knew about it, leap years, obviously. And if Chazal knew about leap years, how could it be they were misacting this takana that doesn't work? Says the Divayayil, it's a Dabar Pashit. That has to be that this is not a problem. It's not a problem to go 13 months without remembering Amalek. And it definitely can be that a person has to have in mind in Parshas Kitese. Because simply nobody, not the Gemara, not the Rishonim, not the Akronim, no one mentions this possibility. The halakha is brought that there's something called Parshas Zachar. It's a takana to remember Amalek. V'zehu. There's no rejoinders. There's nothing clarifying this halakha that says that it only works 3 out of 4 years. So obviously says the Divayayil that the solution to have in mind by Parshas Kitese obviously cannot be the right answer. Now, the truth is, while on one hand this sounds like an ironclad taina, this point that how could it be that Chazal were misakin a takana and forgot, quote unquote, to tell us that there's another thing you have to do. You have to remember every leap year to say it by Parshas Kitese. It would seem logically that this is something that's impossible. But this question does come up many other times in halakha. That is a halakha. Someone, one of the Rishonim, Akronim, come along and they make a chiddush and say in this case it does apply, this case it doesn't apply. And the question is, if it's really true that this halacha is not always applicable, how could it be no one told us? And the case that always comes to mind when thinking about this type of problem is a halacha that's brought in the Ruach to Eretz Yisrael, that there it says that although normally you have to take off your left shoe first, when it comes to duchening, you should take off your right shoe. Because the reason why you take off your left shoe is because really taking off your shoe is a bezayin to the shoes. And therefore, since the right side is more chashiv, we want you to take off the left shoe first. Says the Ruach Eretz Yisrael, that's all good normally. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, you're taking off your shoe to do a mitzvah, to go duchen, or another case would be Erev Yom Kippur, there you should take the right shoe off first. Because then you're doing a mitzvah. Now, we could argue on the Svara, is that really cool? You're taking off the shoe for a mitzvah that pertains to halacha, that even though normally you take off the left, over here you take off the right. We could debate that Svara. But the problem you're going to have to deal with is, if it's really true that by dukkening Erev Yom Kippur you take off the right shoe first, how could it be that when the Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, the Shulchan Aruch, all the Nisei Kelim, they all bring the halacha that you are supposed to take the left shoe off first, and yet they forgot to tell us that there are exceptions, and not just like any exceptions. It used to be they would dukken every single day. Erev Yom Kippur applies to every single person. So how could it be when they wrote the halacha, take off your left shoe first, they forgot to tell us that in many cases it doesn't apply? It would seem to be that this is, again, an ironclad taina. This point seems to be irrefutable, that it doesn't make logical sense that they would give us a halacha that has so many exceptions and not tell us about it. But again, this does apply in many places in Shas, and sometimes people will say that it's obviously not that way because else they would have said it. The answer back, no, it's so pashut that you have to do this. And again, this is a question that has to be grappled with in many different cases. But here, the Satmar Rav is telling us that in this case, where they are masakin a takana, that you have to lay in Pasuk Zachar in order to remember Amalek, and if it doesn't apply every 3 to 4 years, he holds that over here this time it definitely would apply, and it definitely seems to be impossible that it's really true that they made a takana that doesn't work every 3 to 4 years. But what do you do with the taina of the Ramshin, that he says that we already find that Sukkah is after 12 months, and if it's really true that we have to remember Amalek, what's going to happen after 13 months? You're going to forget it. So to this, the Satmar Rav says it's not true. Why is it that you stop announcing an Aveda after 12 months? It's because you forget it. Is it really true that you can't remember anything from 12 months ago? Says the Satmar Rav, of course not. Of course you remember things for more than 12 months. It's by Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. With there, the question is not if the owner forgot, but rather, did the owner give up? Was he meyayish? And that's what the Gemara is telling us, that after 12 months, he forgot about it, but that doesn't mean he doesn't remember it. What it means is, it goes out of his mind, he is meyayish, he gives up. And he says that's the reason why the shear, the amount of time in reality is not 12 months, but rather it's the gimel regalim. You don't have to announce an Aveda once 3 Yom Tovim go by. Sometimes it could be less than 12 months. But catch, if you find an Aveda before Pesach, it's going to be only 7 months until the cycle of the Gimel Regalim is complete, and then you stop announcing. He still remembers, says the Satmar Rav very simply, because once 3 Regalim go by, that's when he's going to be Miyayis. Because again, says the Satmar Rav, it's not a question, is the owner forgetting, but rather, is he giving up hope to ever find it again? And therefore, says the Satmar Rav, from the halachas of Hashavas Aveda is no raya to our sugya. And he says, what about the second raya of the Maram Shik? The Maram Shik says that obviously, you forget things after 12 months. Haraya, you forget the mate after 12 months, and that's why a bailiff stops after 12 months, says it's not in the rub again. It's not that you forget about the dead person after 12 months. Never, anybody who ever lost a relative, are we going to say that he forgets about that person after 12 months? Says it's not in the rub? Of course not. Here the idea is that after 12 months, you are quote-unquote meyayis. You give up. You come to terms with what happened. You are in tremendous pain for the first 12 months. After enough time goes by, the agmas nefesh goes down, you come to terms with it, and therefore, that is why avelus is only for 12 months. But again, it's not the question that you forgot about it, but rather that you are meyayis, or in the arachate by avelus, it means you let it go. You know you can't fix it, you know there is nothing to be done, and therefore the agmas nefesh goes away. And he says the proof is from Yaakov Avinu. Why was Yaakov so distraught for so many years? Because Yosef was still alive. What do you mean? If it's true that you forget after 12 months, why didn't he forget Yosef? Says the Talmud Rav, this is the idea. If he would have been dead, then he gives up hope. There's nothing that can be done. But the way he says it is that Yaakov really knew, Baruch HaKadosh, that Yosef was alive. And therefore, there's still something to be done. The book is not closed yet. It's not a done deal. And therefore, that's why Yaakov didn't let go, and that is why he had so much pain for so many years. But again, says the Satmar Rav, by Avelus, it doesn't depend on when the other forgets about it, but rather, when does he stop having that Agmas Nefesh? And the Chayyus, the Gevaldik HaTayinah, that we see from both these cases, from Aveda, from Avelus, that it doesn't, that a person does not forget after 12 months. So how could it be that the Ramshik says that since you forget after 12 months, that's why you have to say Pasha Zaka again? The Chayyus is not sure you don't forget. So to this we could say, as I heard, Chasim Yid wants a Tainah, the Enoch and Ami, that it really is very similar to Avelus. What the Ramshik means is not that you are going to forget about a Molech. If you're going to ask him, no, what did a Molech do? Of course you will be able to respond. What the Ramshik is trying to say is that the same way we find by Avelus that the Agmas Nefesh, the pain only lasts for 12 months. Afterwards, it goes away. Even though you remember the dead person, the Agmas Nefesh is not there, says the Ramshik, that could be the same thing by a Malik. What are we trying to do by a Malik? To keep the hatred, the anger alive. We have to remember what Amalek did. But it's not just good enough to remember. We have to really remember. We have to feel the anger, the pain. The reason why if we have Amalek, we have to destroy Amalek. And that is what the Takana was. Don't forget the anger. Don't forget the passion that you had to destroy Amalek. And therefore, it says this Chassid Yid, it's very good, the comparison between Amalek and Avelus. Avelus, do you forget after 12 months? Of course not. But the Agmas Nefesh is not there. The passion, the intensity is not there. Those who buy Amalek, of course you can remember 50 years what Amalek did to you. Even if you lay Pasha Zachar, you remember it forever. But if you don't remind yourself, if you don't keep it alive, then you're going to lose that intensity, you are going to lose that passion, and perhaps that is the comparison the Ramshik is trying to compare from Amalek to Avelus. Okay, but again, these are the shittas. Again, the Ramshik wants to say that after 12 months you forget how everyone learned. Either you forget absolutely or you forget the intensity, but whatever it might be, you can't let 12 months go by without remembering, without mentioning Amalek. Therefore, he brings from the Chacham Sofer that every passage kitzeit that you should have in mind on tonight that you want to be yaitzi yachir. The Chacham Sofer Lameisa in Tshuva says you don't have to do this, and the proof is from Marava, where there they have a cycle of 3 years, so obviously it's not an eitza to have in mind by passage kitzeit, because 12 months still will go by. Therefore he wants to say it depends on Bata Iris Chaima. That is the Takana, that just like about the Iris Chaima, a year is either 12 or 13 months, so too over here. And finally, the Divrei Yoel, he says, obviously you don't have to have in mind by Parshas Ki Tse Tse. Why? Because no one told us this. It's not in the Pesukim, and therefore, how could it be that you are mechadesh it? And then the Divrei Yoel wants to say that it's not true. After some months, you don't forget. So now the question is, according to the Divrei Yoel, why were they mesakin every 12 months to lay Parsha Zachar if you could remember what Amalek did to you for more than 12 months? So here the Divrei Yoel wants to say that really Parsha Zachar has a shankas to Purim, and that's really the Gemara. All of the limudim of when you lay Parsha Zachar all deal with the issue of why Purim and Parsha Zachar have a connection to each other. So says the Divrei Yoel, has nothing to do with 12 months, 13 months, a yearly cycle. The point is, this is the right time you are supposed to lay Parsha Zachar. The question that has to be asked is that Parsha Zachar, according to many Pesukim, is a Chiyuv D'oraisa. So if it's a Chiyuv D'oraisa, how can you tell me that the reason why we have Parsha Zachar is because it has to be next to Purim? What are you going to say before Purim? Then there also was a fee of a Parsha Zachar. So to this, the Divrei Yoel says that we know many times when the Gemara tells us a reason for a certain halacha, it's only in a smachta. Meaning really the reason why this halacha is true, it's a halacha m'maisa m'sinai. It's only the Gemara is trying to find a smach to try to find a remez to this, why the halacha is here in this particular place. So too over here. The reason why Parsha Zachar is where it is, that's what the Torah wants. Either Gemara says it has to do with Purim, that's just a remnant and a smatzer how we know when Parsha Zachar is supposed to be. But in reality, the placement and the reason why we do it every year is in order to fulfill what the Torah wants is that every year you should have Parsha Zachar. Let's leave over one interesting thought. If it's really true, it's really true what the Divrei Yoel is telling us, that the reason why we have Parsha Zachar once a year is because that's where the Torah wants you to remember, what happens if you miss Parsha Zachar? So if you hold that the reason why we have it once a year is in order not to forget, so then obviously the minute you remember you have to say it again. But if according to the Divrei Yoel, really you'll never forget it, you can remember it for 10 years. It's just that the Torah wants at this particular time to remember Amalek again. If you miss it, is there a tachlis, a point in making sure, for example, you have Kavana on Purim to hear Parsha Zachar? Is that when the Torah wants it? No. Are you going to forget Amalek if you don't have in mind on Purim by Kriyas HaTorah? No. So perhaps there's no reason to have in mind by Parsha, but when you lay it on Purim, when it describes what Amalek did, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. If you miss Parsha Zachar, go to Shul on Purim and have in mind then to be Yaitre Chiyah Parsha Zachar, Yaitre Ayin, according to the Svara of the Divrei Yoel, would you have to do it or not? Because again, you're not doing it in the right time, and you're not trying to remember Parsha what Amalek did. Because even if you don't do this, you won't forget. So perhaps there is no reason to do so. Obviously, la'alach l'maisa, if you do miss Parsha Zachar, you definitely should go to shul on Purim and hear the Kriyas HaTorah and be yaitzi yechiyev with Kriyas HaTorah, because that is what the Mishnah Berurah tells us to do. It's just an interesting point. What would the halacha be according to the svara of the Divrei Yoel?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.